Yes, runners, welcome back to another episode of the Trackster podcast, the podcast where we talk all things running, the highs, the lows, the ugly bits, and everything in between. My name is Lloyd. I'll be your host for today's episode. And today I'm sitting down and talking with Jean Parra, who is the sport development manager from French shoe brand Vaja. Now, as of this past week, they have just released their newest running shoe, the Condor 3. This is an everyday running shoe that boasts the softest bio-based midsole on the market. How is that determined? Well, continue listening and you will find out. Jean has been integral into the development of Vaja's running shoe line and he's a super keen runner himself. He's going to race the Paris Marathon in the coming week and he's looking to go sub 2:30. So he is not messing about. Now, if you want to follow along with what we're doing at Trackster and this podcast, please head over to the Instagram, drop us a follow, and you can check out our website, trackster.com. That's where we put all of our longer form content from our YouTube channel. And finally, to support the show, please leave us a review, which is now available on all platforms. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Jean. Welcome to the show, my friend. Where are you calling in from today?
So actually in Paris, at Vaja office, at the headquarters, and really busy today because it's the day for us. We are launching our new running shoe, so super exciting, and can't wait to see the results.
How are the stress levels right now? Are you okay? Are you still excited?
Like the biggest part of the job is down now, so we are more about to run with the shoe and try to get everyone around the shoe. So I think it's the easiest part of the project.
Excellent. I love that. So for our listeners that are tuning in for this episode, this is quite a new type of episode for us where we're talking about a shoe that literally has just dropped. But talk us through your role within the company and your responsibilities for someone that has no idea about the shoe industry.
So, well, basically, I'm in charge about the sport development in the company. And when I say sport, it's all the categories where you can practice sport with a shoe. And today at Vaja, we are talking about hiking. So it's basically walking in the mountain, training. So when you go to the gym or do some workout outside. And last but not least, running. And my job is just to try to develop the product and work with all the dedicated team, like the product, the design, the image team, communication, social networks, everyone, you know.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Talk us through your own running journey. What, you know, are you average runner yourself? What does it look like for you?
Sure, yeah. So I'm running since more than 5 years now. I used to be a rugby player and then I get a lot of injury and little by little I move into the running world. And now, I'm more oriented into ultra distance on trail running in the mountain. But I'm actually training for the Paris Marathon, which is next week. And I want to run around 2:30. So
serious running then. Serious.
Well, I start to be serious. I don't know, but just try to, improve my journey.
In terms of marathon training for Paris, we have a lot of listeners that are keen marathon runners. It's just next week, I believe, Paris is. But how's training been for you? Has it gone so far?
Well, so far the shape is here, but the Paris Marathon is not my big goal of the first part of the year. It's two weeks after the marathon. I have a trail running race, and it's like there is not so much elevation gain, and it's a 75K. So that's why I train for the marathon. But so far, I feel good and I can't wait to run, but there is obviously a lot of stuff can show up during a race and make it worse than you've thought, but we will see on the D-Day, you know.
Yes, absolutely spot on. You got it there. Well, best of luck for that race and we'll keep an eye out for your result. But let's talk about Vaja and the shoes that are launching today. So we're talking about the Condor 3. I've got a pair in my hand right now. So this colorway here landed just a few days ago. I've been for two runs in this. I'm going to talk about my feelings on the shoe shortly. Sure. But when we look at Vaja as a brand and the running shoes that have come out, you obviously three models now of the Condor. We've also got the Marlin model. Let's talk about the running market. Why do you now feel like this is, or maybe you have done before, but why do you feel like there's a space now for Vaja and how do you see it panning out for the brand?
So I think the first thing is to understand that we didn't want to launch a product because we thought there was a space for us. We launched a product because we thought that we can make, could make back in 2019 when we launched the first shoe, something different than what the market proposed. And the idea was to be able to launch a running shoe on this with the same DNA than we propose a lifestyle shoe, like our daily shoe. So just a small background regarding the running category in Veja in general. So Veja was launched in 2005, and the idea was just to create a sneakers in a different way, you know. And by mixing economical justice, social justice also, and last but not least, of course, ecological materials. So we are focused on the social project, an economic environment, and ecological materials. And that's what drove us to create a running shoe. And it took us 4 years when we launched the first running shoe in 2019 to be able to have it on our hand. So that means the running project for us, it's almost 10 years old. So we didn't wait for like a trend or a space. We just wanted to bring a product into the market because we thought that it was something that no one was doing actually back in the days. And when I joined the company 2 years ago, so as you said, we have the Condor 2, was the evolution of the Condor, and the Marlin was like more, I would say, a shoe for speedrun. And I thought that something was missing for us, you know, like we had shoe, we had the history, but we definitely don't have the technicity that the market was expecting. But not talking about the market, more talking about the runner needs, you know, having something really comfortable and when you can step into as soon as you step into the shoe, you are not thinking about how many runs you need to be or feel comfortable inside. And that was the main focus for us, you know, work on something comfortable, light with our materials, because I will come back later on it, but because we use raw materials, recycled materials, it's heavier than everything else. And last but not least, durable. Durable in the way that we craft it, but also with the number of kilometers that you can take in, you know.
Yeah, we're going to touch on, I'm really keen to ask you about the testing of the shoe and the feedback that you get from people wearing it and how you then amend the shoe and build it around the feedback you get. But this is now the third model of the Condor. What are the main, what are the main improvements? So you came into the company, the second model was out. What are the main improvements that we can see to this newest model?
So everything changed, and it was such a big change that we thought that maybe Condor is not the right name because it was really different than the two previous models. And then we decided to just keep the name Condor because it was the evolution of the rest, and being able to have this kind of shoe today was not possible without the Condor 1 and the Condor 2. So everything has changed. I would say, first of all, the midsole, and this is where everything happen in a running shoe, you know, this is where you have the cushioning, but also the energy return, the shock absorption, shock repartition. And it was like a new paper for us, you know, like a white page, and everything was doable. So we start to redesign the shoe. First of all, like the drop is not the same. Before we had a drop of 10 millimeter and now it's 8 millimeter. So it drives us to have something more versatile for every type of stride. Then we rework also the design of the outsole to have something who look like a butterfly, you know. And it's mainly due to the fact that when you are running, the shock repartition will be more equal regarding all the shoe. So that was a big improvement for us. Then you can't see it right now, but inside the shoe, there is our own technology called the L-foam, latex foam. And it's like made with 30% of natural latex. And the L-foam technology is like really something that we are proud of because it's durable in terms of shock absorption and energy return. And it's that's why also the shoe is, we used to say that the shoe is durable because you can run with it a long time. Thanks to this kind of materials, the energy return, shock absorption is still the same after 1,000 kilometers or even 100 of kilometers, even 1,000. So that was the first thing. We rework the outsole, rework the midsole, and then we do a totally different work also in the shape of the shoe. As you can see, it's really thin in the middle, but on the other hand, really large here. So when you are running like this, you have like a really good like you step on into the ground and it's really comfortable and runnable. And also when we work on the shape of the shoe, we thought that it was a good idea to create something neutral. Even if you are a pronator, supinator or neutral, it can suit for everyone. The goal is to create a shoe for a beginner as a core runner, and everyone can use it for a specific type of run. And then we work also like all the design of the upper, it's really lighter. We have two mesh here. One is stick into your feet, the other one is really breathable. We have a big work on the laces also to make them like, first of all, solid, of course, but then when you tie them, they are not getting untight. The thong is thinner, is also stick into your foot, so you have a really good comfort inside the shoe. And also, we really work all the back of the shoe to bring you a lot of comfort and support when on your heel when you are running. And this is what we was looking for that first, you know.
There's a lot. That is a lot. Yeah, a lot of upgrades.
Everything has changed. Yeah.
I did notice that the toe box is a real good. I like the toe box. I like a wider toe box on a shoe. So many running shoes in this market are so narrow, and I feel like my feet can't breathe. But just on the couple of runs that I've worn it, I did feel similar to the brand Altra. Their toe box is super wide, and it just feels much more comfortable.
Yeah, we wanted to have something who is as close as possible from the toe natural shape, you know, from the shape of the toe. Sorry for my English.
No, that's fine. No, that makes perfect sense. So, in terms of testing a shoe, I suppose my first question: how long was the testing process from the first prototype to the finished article?
Yeah. So for the Condor 3, as soon as we have the first samples, you know, first prototype, we have it in the office. And well, I'm pretty lucky because I'm a sample size, and so I can run with it. And really easily, we can say, okay, that could be a good running shoe. We can start to launch the testing program. Or if not, we have to rework on it, you know. This time was really happy with the first version. And so we run on it once, two, three times on the treadmill, on the street. And we just find that there was some minor stuff to adjust, but we wasn't sure. So we decided to launch the shoe in the mechanical and biomechanical test inside our prototype factory in the south of Brazil. And based on the mechanical and biomechanical test, so mechanical is test made by machine, and biomechanical is made by humans. So you take, for example, 10 runners, they have the same weight, same almost same size, same level also of running, and they're going to run with a lot of captor on them. They have a dedicated insole to catch everything regarding the food, the shock absorption, your stride and pressure point and everything. And based on that result, then we can decide, for example, if we go on an Asker C score, which is like something we measure the level of hardness of your midsole. It's between 0, which is the softer, and 100, the hardest. We can decide if we're going to move from one percentage to another one based on the result. And then as soon as we are happy with the result, of course, we compare the shoe to other brands. So all the competitors that we can find today on the market, such as Nike, Yoka, whatever. And if we are happy with the test and beat our competitor or what we are looking for to beat them, then we launch the shoe in a bigger scale to have other prototype and be able to conduct tests with a proper runner, real person, because it's really important to have the test from the factories, but then he have to be a runner approved, you know. And so, when you decide to move on with runners, that means you have to set up like a panel. Is it correct? Yeah. Panel of runner. And we were targeting like beginners and almost professional runner. And the idea was to have all generation, all type of runner, like skinny runners or people who are a bit bigger, women, older, younger, and everything, in order to compete all the feelings of the runner in some sheet, and then be able to say, okay, the shoe can go on the market, yes or no. Is it runnable for the runner? Yes or no. Is it suitable for the beginner as the almost pro runner? Yes or no. And then we move on the direction that we want to take.
When you took the shoe from the factory and that controlled environment to then wider spread runners. Was there a piece of feedback that you can think off the top of your head? That was like the main piece of feedback that we had to change that you weren't quite expecting, maybe?
Between the factories and the tester?
Yeah.
The main feedback, the main stuff that we wanted to change was the level of softness of the midsole. From our previous running shoe, we was not able to having like the softness that we was looking for. And as soon as we find a way to be able to expand the shoe in our way and reaching the right level of softness, we target the lowest one that we can do. On the average of the market, of course, other daily trainer. And we found out that it was too soft.
Okay.
Way too soft. And so you had a super good cushioning, but not enough energy return. So the idea was to find the right balance between a high level of cushioning and enough energy return, to have something comfortable on your daily run. That was the main focus for the Condor 3 and the things that we had to change between the factory test and the one approved by the owner.
There's subtle tweaks, isn't it? It reminds me of like testing a Formula One car. Tiny, tiny margins, but big impact when you're running so many kilometers.
Exactly. Especially then in terms of muscle and everything, stride economy and all that stuff.
So this shoe, the Condor 3, it's won an award last year at the ISPO. For those that aren't aware of what that is, can you give us an insight into what that means?
Yeah, so ISPO is ESPO is one of the oldest outdoor and sport trade show in Europe and so also in the world. And back in the days, all the big running brands came into that trade show, but also all the outdoor brands. And the ISPO opened the ISPO Award, which is something more business to business. The consumer don't really pay attention to that, but the ISPO reward the most innovative product. So you have a several category. Today, they cancel the category, and every product who works it have an award. And so you have to subscribe, and it's like something. It's a formula. Mm-hmm. Something that you have to reply to answer to a lot of questions regarding your product, and then there is a jury and they decide yes or no if your product have to be selected to win the award.
And luckily you guys took the win.
Yeah, luckily I guess we put a lot of ingredients into that, but yes.
And the shoe itself, I've spoken to so many different shoe brands over the years, and I personally love talking to people in the R&D teams, the research and development, because I love it when they're a runner as well, because they understand what they want the shoe to feel like, what they want it to deliver. I think that's super important. But what is the priority for Vasia from this shoe? Is it performance? Is it sustainability? Is there a combination of both? I know you said that it was for an everyday shoe, but if you go down the route of this shoe is to be performance, 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 then that obviously sometimes can give off the wrong message. What is it you want this shoe to perform like?
I think we have to be clear about where we come from. We are a lifestyle brand, and regarding the running category, we only have three products on the range, on the shelf since 2019, and the two previous one was really firm and hard regarding the market. And so I think it was a bit quirky to come back on the market and say, oh, this is the best running shoe ever. Okay. Yeah. We have first of all, to step again into the market with something who is relevant for us, but also for the runner, and who stick to the runner's needs. So the main focus was to say, okay, we keep our DNA and the way that we craft products. So sourcing everything in Brazil, craft everything in Brazil. This is like our DNA, and this is what we do with all our shoe, and we want to keep that into our running shoe. And having something really comfortable. That was the first mindset, But also we was not focused on a deadline, like a season or a year to launch the product. We really was focused about the performance of the shoe. Not it will be a performance running shoe, but the performance of the shoe in terms of runability. And as I said, like it's important to be a runner when you want to create a running shoe, but you also have to think about what the market need, and when I say the market, is like that can suit to everyone. Because if you are a core runner, you will not go to develop this kind of shoe. You want something maybe with a lower drop, with more energy return, less cushioning, and so many details. So you have to, you know, step back and think about all the elements that can match together, you know.
So in today's market, we hear the word sustainability. It's so important to so many brands now. You are literally an expert in your field. Can you give us an insight into how challenging it is to deliver a shoe that hits those markers in terms of the company's values, but also is desirable by consumers? It is, from an outset looking in, it's almost like brands make shoes sustainable now really easily. But I actually think that it probably is harder than it seems.
I think something important today is to clarify what doesn't mean sustainable, you know, being sustainable or having an ecological shoe. Of course, you can create a shoe from almost 100% of recycled materials or whatever you want, but you have to pay attention also to the process. If you create a running shoe made of plastic bottles or plastic, recycled plastic, and the plastic came from, example, the south of Africa, and then you ship the plastic to China or to Asia into your factory, and then you create your shoe and you ship your shoe into the east coast of the US, at the end of the day, I don't think that it's something sustainable, you know. But on the other hand, if you pay attention to every single step of the way that you're going to product a shoe, then you can not by want it to be ecological or sustainable, but then you fell into that because it's part of your process. I mean, if you think about, okay, what do I need to create a running shoe? Okay, I need rubber. Okay, where is the best way to find rubber on the cleanest way possible? Okay, is in the forest. Okay, what kind of forest? Amazonian rainforest. Okay, let's meet the farmer, the people who collect the rubber directly from the tree in the forest. And this is the process of Veja. We do that for every single materials in one country. And then we collect everything and work with factories locally. We also work with, so as I said, the key, the three milestones of the Veja brand is to, you know, having like a focusing on the social project and economical justice and the materials that we use. And so it's part of our DNA, the way that we create stuff. And so we will work with factories and all the workers will have a union. For example, in Brazil, the salary will be twice higher than the rest of the factories in the country. So it's really important for us. And that's also why, you know, we don't have any investor. The company is still owned by the two founders since the beginning, so we are not driven by the number or the stick to the market or marketing plan or whatever. We do what we think it's realistic for us, what makes sense for us. Also, we don't do any ad, so that means we can allow all the marketing budget that the brand have and integrate into the price of the shoe, as we don't have this kind of budget. We focus on the quality of the material and all the workers that we work with, you know.
Yeah, that's
so
one.
Thinking on that way is different, you know. I can't say it's ecological, it's sustainable, but this is the way that we do it. And it's your definition to say, when I say you, it's like the audience. It's your definition to say it's sustainable or it's not sustainable.
That's one thing I noticed on the press release when I was doing the research on the shoe and Veja as a brand, of how vast the area is that you source all of your materials from things like the laces to the soles. It's all from completely different areas. I think that is so common in today's world that brands will sort of follow other brands, yeah, of where to source materials from. And we hear it all the time, especially with some of the big hitters in the industry, the shoes being made in the exact same factories in the exact same locations of the world. So that was one thing that caught me off guard that I found quite interesting.
It is, and at the end of the day, you know, we are not like the company who said, oh, look at us, we do something really good and the other one do something really bad. No, if the other brand has initiative, you know, to move into a direction who is more relevant and who make more sense, you know, in terms of just the way that they craft their product, we will be super happy, you know, to follow or inspire the other brands, but we will never be the one who, you know, just saying, oh, look at them, they're really bad in the way that they do, or la la la. No, it's just that every brand have his own way of crafting product, and we know that is really tough, but we will not be cocky to say that we are the best also.
So let's talk about durability. You mentioned it earlier in the conversation. I've been, as a running coach, I've been asked a million times how often should I replace my running shoes. What can we expect from the Condor 3? Like how many kilometers can we expect?
So last? Well, if you're a coach, you know that it will depend regarding the type of runner that you have. I mean, we are all different in terms of size, weight, speed that we're going to run. The daily use of the shoes will be not the same for everyone. And we find out that regarding the test, there is no rules actually. And if you dig into studies today, you also understand that it's not a question of kilometer, but it's the question of shoe and how your body responds to the shoe. We are all different and we will all have a different response regarding a shoe. So I can't give you an average because it will not be relevant for runner. But we, for example, the shoe will be done after 500K for someone, but after 1000K for another one person, it will be totally runnable. And the key point to understand is that as long as the shoe do not present any sign of deformation and it still keep his first function of cushioning and energy return, you can still run with it. Of course, you will have some sign of daily use, the outsole will be used and dirty and everything. But if you don't have any sign of deformation regarding the foam and inside the shoe, and you still have the same shoe property, you can still keep it. And that's why we say our shoe is durable, because we didn't make it to reach an average of a mile or kilometer. We make it to be as sustainable as possible in the way that the most ecological shoes is the one that you already wear, you know, and we don't want to force you to replace it.
I wish I got 1,000 kilometers out of my running shoes. I wish. So there is one thing that I read that I wanted to ask you about. So Veja have boasted this shoe that they've got the softest bio-based midsole on the market. How is that determined with so many shoes?
Well, you just have to take the composition of the shoe.
And the way that,
and the way that they are crafted, and then you can compare it due to the Ducomètre index, you know, like the pressure index.
And in terms of, you know, that measurement, that index, how far clear is the Condor 3 of, say, the next top three shoes on the market?
Well, it's a tough question because we are, you know, we're really realistic regarding our place in the market. I mean, no one expects us and we don't want to be expected. We just want to surprise people by saying, just try the shoe and you will understand it by yourself. And if it suits to you, well, it's fine for us, but we don't want to force you to buy it, you know.
Yeah.
So we just compare the shoe to, I would say, bestseller on the market today on the daily trainer, and we just find out that on our factory test that we can beat those big brands in terms of shock absorption. So that means the amount of shock which is recorded into your body. You have less shock with this shoe, for example. The shock repartition. That means is the shoe stable or not when you are running. Is also better than the other brand that we compete with, the biggest brand on the market today. And is also the same, for example, with the pressure point. So you have like key point on a running shoe, the back of the shoe, the toe, the heel, sorry, and the front of the shoe, this part. And on those parts of the shoe, on the pressure point, we was also better than the other brand. So I could say we can be on the top three, yes, but the market need to know us, need to understand also how we do running shoe, and then they have to approve it by themselves. We don't want, you know, to really push on it, you know.
Was you surprised at that feat that you are, you know, realistically, you just said outdoing some of these big brands in certain areas, and considering that Veja's very new in the running game, was you surprised that you kind of already achieved that. What does that either say that the market is not doing as well as it can, or does Phasers shoes are that good?
No, I think the market is doing really good, but also it's really complicated, you know, for a brand with focusing of creating a shoe every season or every year. They have to make some improvement. And sometimes you create an evolution and it's like the performance of the shoe will be less better than the previous one. It's, for example, the case with the Alpha Fly, you know, everyone prefer the first version than the third version. So I think it's really complicated today on the market to be able to have a proper running shoe. On my side, as our first two running shoe was really firm, I was a bit, you know, stressed by the fact that are we capable to do what we want to do with our own materials, you know. That was for us the main goal, be able to reach the market average with what we craft, you know, with our own rubber, own recycled materials, and so on. We are really proud of it because today no one do it.
Well, looking at the shoe market as a whole, you know, I remember 10 years ago, carbon fiber wasn't even a conversation really. And now that is all we hear from. As an expert in the field, where do you see the shoe market going in the next 5 to 10 years? Do you see it being consistent with where it's at right now? Or do you see there being a new phenomenon coming around?
I think there is two things, and we really have to pay attention to that. Is, okay, do I really need 4 pair in my daily routine, you know? That's the first thing. And then regarding performance, what really drives the performance inside the shoe? Is it the carbon plate? Is it the softness of the foam combined to the hardness of a carbon plate or another type of plate? And on the other hand, also the weight of the shoe. If you pay attention to the studies conducted by big brands regarding the percentage of gain of performance regarding your shoe, you find out that is the percentage of your width increase and not your speed or stuff like this, you know. And it's mainly due to the fact that the shoe is lighter than another one. So I think there is two big milestones for me tomorrow on the market, but it's just my point of view. It's going to be, are we able to create some really light running shoe with a durable foam? Today, some brands try to do it, but it's complicated. And on the other hand, because we are just talking about performance, but talking about all the runners, do we really need to create like 5 type of shoe for a runner, or is it possible to create one running shoe who is very versatile and you can do your recovery run with it, and also do some tempo run on some fartlek, you know. This is what we are looking for to do for the next Condor. But the idea, yes, is to, I think, move into something close that Norda can do on the trail running category. Also, is having one product and are really proud of the product because they think that this is the product. We don't want to make some improvement on it, or we can't, but it's going to be minor improvement. We also have a bit the same philosophy, you know, having one product per category, but as versatile as possible.
So for our listeners, John, if we are going out to buy the running shoe tomorrow, why should we buy the Condor 3 from Phasers?
Well, first of all, because you feel comfortable inside. I mean, that has to be the first reason that you buy a running shoe. If it's the design, if it's the brand, or whatever, I think you buy it for the wrong reason. To me, the most relevant thing is you have to step into the shoe and feel that you are okay inside, you know. It's a question of feeling. We are all different, and maybe for me this shoe will be super cool, but maybe for someone else it will be, I don't know, maybe too firm, maybe too soft, or maybe the toe box will be too wide or too small. You have to feel confident with a running shoe because you're going to use it on your daily routine, and it's so important. So I will not say buy a running shoe, but maybe just give it a chance, you know, and try it and see what happens. Because we really work on the comfort of the shoe, and I deeply think that it's something different on the market today.
I love that. Thank you so much, John, for your time, and best of luck for the rest of today and the launch. For our listeners, the Condor 3 from Phasers is out today. So when this episode goes out, it will be out for you to go and try. We've been trying it at Traxter. I'm two runs into it. And I wanted to ask you that last question, why we should go buy it. And the fact that you said comfort is the most important. It is a very comfortable shoe. I've worn hundreds of shoes. And you'll also be able to agree with me. You know when you put a shoe on and you just know that it's not built for comfort. But this is definitely one of those that is.
Cool. Good to hear.
Well, thanks so much for your time, man. I'll catch you soon. Best of luck for the rest of the week. Well, running fans, that is it for another week. Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Traxter podcast, where we talk all things running, the highs, the lows, the ugly bits, and of course, everything in between. Big shout out to my guest, Jean, for his time on the show today. And if you've enjoyed today's listen, please do leave us a review and head over to our Instagram at Traxter to keep up to date with what we are up to. We've got lots in the pipeline. We've got London Marathon, Manchester Marathon, Paris Marathon. We've also got the Adidas Race to the Records coming up. We've got the Night of the 10,000 Meter PBs at Parliament Hill coming up too. Plus the Diamond League Circuit in the run-up to the Olympic Games is starting in just a few weeks' time. It's all going on. I'm so excited. I've been Lloyd, your host for today. I'll catch you down the road for a run and a chat. But in the meantime, have a good week.